Pacific Health Journal, July 1st, 1897. Mind Disease, Ellen G. White. Thousands are sick and dying around us who might get well and live if they would, but their imagination holds them. They fear that they will be made worse if they labor or exercise, when this is just the change they need to make them well. Without this, they can never improve. They should exercise the power of the will, rise above their aches and debility, engage in useful employment, and forget that they have aching backs, sides, lungs, and heads. Neglecting to exercise the entire body or a portion of it will bring on morbid conditions. Inaction of any of the organs of the body will be followed by a decrease in size and strength of the muscles, and will cause the blood to flow sluggishly through the blood vessels. There are domestic duties to be done which many think it impossible for them to perform, and so they depend upon others. Sometimes it is exceedingly inconvenient for them to obtain the help they need. They frequently expend double the strength required to perform the task in planning and searching for someone to do the work for them. If they would only bring their mind to do these little acts and family duties themselves, they would be blessed and strengthened in it. God made Adam and Eve in paradise and surrounded them with everything that was useful and lovely. He planted them a beautiful garden. No herb, nor flower, nor tree was wanting which would be for use or ornament. The Creator of man knew that the workmanship of his hands could not be happy without employment. Paradise delighted their souls, but this was not enough. They must have labor to call into exercise the wonderful machinery of the body. The Lord had made the organs for use. Had happiness consisted in doing nothing, man, in his state of holy innocence, would have been left unemployed. But he who formed man knew what would be for his best happiness, and he no sooner made him than he gave him his appointed work. In order to be happy, he must labor. God has given us all something to do. In the discharge of the various duties which we are to perform, which lie in our pathway, our lives will be made useful, and we shall be blessed. Not only will the organs of the body be strengthened by exercise, but the mind also will acquire strength and knowledge through the action of those organs. The exercise of one muscle, while others are left with nothing to do, will not strengthen the inactive ones, any more than the continual exercise of one of the organs of the mind will develop and strengthen the organs not brought into use. Each faculty of the mind and each muscle has its distinctive office, and all require to be exercised in order to become properly developed and retain healthful vigor. Each organ and muscle has its work to do in the living organism. Every wheel in the machinery must be a living, active, working wheel. Nature's fine and wonderful works need to be kept in active motion in order to accomplish the object for which they are designed. Each faculty has a bearing upon the others, and all need to be exercised in order to be properly developed. If one muscle of the body is exercised more than another, the one used will become much the larger, and will destroy the harmony and beauty of the development of the system. A variety of exercise will call into use all the muscles of the body. Those who are feeble and indolent should not yield to their inclination to be inactive, thus depriving themselves of air and sunlight, but should practice exercising out of doors, in walking, or working in the garden. They will become very much fatigued, but this will not injure them. Rest will be sweeter after it. Inaction weakens the organs that are not exercised, and when those organs are used, pain and weariness are experienced, because the muscles have become feeble. It is not good policy to give up the use of certain muscles because pain is felt when they are exercised. The pain is frequently caused by the effort of nature to give life and vigor to those parts that have become partially lifeless through inaction. The motion of these long disused muscles will cause pain because nature is awakening them to life. Thousands of women are suffering for want of useful employment that would give them vigorous, physical exercise. Their breathing is not full and deep. They do not go out enough in the open air and expand their lungs and exercise their limbs. The arms and chest need to be used. When people will study to know the laws of health and how to prevent sickness, with one half the interest with which they study the fashion plates and will obey the light which shines upon them in regard to health reform, there will be fewer invalids and far more happiness and true religion.